Every fix in this series had the same problem. The cure is a form of power, and that power needs checking too. So is there any answer? There is, just not a tidy one. 5 safeguards, and each turned into a new centre of power. The critic you can ignore, the watchdog you can defund, the duty whose lawful you can redefine, the court you can't remove, the protection you can repeal. The pattern is old, and there are 2 real answers to it. Neither one is a single device. What's the name of the pattern? The Roman poet Juvenal put it in a line, "Quis custodiet ipsos custodes," who will guard the guards themselves? Plato raised the same problem about his ideal guardians. Every episode in this series has been a version of that question. So why not build a final guardian? One safeguard that needs no safeguarding? Because there can't be one. Every guard is a form of power, and every power needs a check. Look for the last link in the chain, and there isn't one. It just keeps going down. Here's the first real answer. Stop looking for the last guard and make the guards check each other. Separate the powers, divide the forces, overlap the oversight. Not one perfect safeguard, but several imperfect ones, each partly responsible for watching the rest. Why does that help? Because it removes the single point of capture. To take over a system built this way, you can't seize one office. You'd have to seize most of them at once, while each is set up to check the others. No single failure brings the whole thing down. But that's still not enough, because the checks erode. The evidence is in this series, Schedule F, Inspectors General removed, Humphrey's executor before the court in 2025. Protections built over generations, loosened in a single political cycle. A safeguard isn't a monument you finish, it's closer to maintenance. And that's the second answer, the one that isn't an institution. We tend to want a solution, something you set up once and then trust. There isn't one, and expecting one is part of the problem. These safeguards don't usually fail from bad design, they fail when attention moves on. The systems in all 3 series weakened at the point where the people in them stopped watching. Who guards the guardians doesn't resolve into an institution, it resolves into an activity, checking, again, each generation. 3 series, 1 question, narrowing each time. Can you remove the rulers? Can you keep them competent and still removable? What actually removes them, and why do those tools wear out? The answer, in the end, is fairly plain. There's no final guardian at the bottom. It's checks watching checks, resting on a public that keeps paying attention. So vigilance isn't quite the price of liberty. It's closer to the practice of it, the part that doesn't end, because when it does, the safeguards start to go.